What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday.
Cocksucker!
We've been watching some Deadwood.
Yeah, we have.
Not together, but...
No, when Flames is on the show today, remember that?
Oh, yeah. He kind of showed up out of the blue.
Yeah.
We smoke so much weed, I can't stop coughing.
Oh, I know. You're still coughing.
Hey.
But wake up, Phil Everly.
We're going to hump you today.
Goodbye.
Pigs have sensitive taints. I don't know if you knew that or not.
It's all with this. Dude, if you ever flicked a pig taint, you'll know he'll try to kick you right in the mouth.
Yeah, dude.
Pig taint.
Every time.
All right, here we go. 6:48. Go. Happy hump day, everybody. Welcome. Hi there. You were getting caught up in the song, I could tell, so I had to start talking quickly.
What?
Freaked out.
Who?
Terry and Gas Comedy Show.
What?
That's who? What? Hi there.
I only got two Y, two W's.
What?
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 It's Wednesday. Welcome to it. Go out and hump your neighbor in the foot.
Yeah!
We're listening to some Gore Guts in the background because they're going to be coming to Portland pretty soon, opening for Carcass. They're freaking out. They're from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They're Canadian death metalers.
What kind of guts aren't gory?
Well, this gore doesn't even have an E on it. It's G-O-R-G-U-T-S. One word, Gore Guts. You don't know Gore Guts?
Yeah, guys? I do.
Okay, good. Flames said he didn't. Flames is here in the studio with us. He's whispering into the microphone.
And wearing a Beaver's hat.
Oh,
yeah,
go Guts.
Yeah, go Beavs.
Go Beavs. Mm-hmm. We watched two OSUs play on the TV, and neither one of them were Oregon.
Yep.
At the same time at Denny's Comedy Show.
I know, Denny's Comedy Show.
You weren't there. Where were you? We thought you were our
Where
friend.
Were you, dude?
We thought you was our
That
friend.
Was my anniversary.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Flame.
That's right.
Buddy.
That's right.
All right. Well, good anniversary. Did you guys party down, or what did you guys do?
No, she didn't want to do anything, but I got it.
But we got it?
What happened was I had planned just to have a simple anniversary, nothing mm-hmm. major.
Right.
And then... surprise her with something on it, like my vacation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And she didn't like that.
She's
like, I don't want to do anything today.
She just, I don't know. I'm not going to assume.
Yeah.
That leads to
assuming
resentment.
Assuming is nasty business.
Yeah.
Leads to resentment. It leads to domestic violence.
Assuming is close to semen, too, if you say it right.
Ooh.
Yep.
Weird. I don't even like to talk about semen. Because jacking off is gay.
Yeah.
No, it's not really, but some people say that.
There was a man in Washington who assumed his girlfriend wanted to get married to him. Did you hear about that?
No.
No.
What did he do?
He kidnapped her and their 22-month-old daughter and then drove to Vegas where he planned to get married and she didn't want to.
Uh-oh.
Yep, and when they were in Baker, Oregon, she was able to get away.
That's a shitty place.
Wow.
Because there's enough people around.
Baker.
He faces up to 6 years on kidnapping alone.
Baker's
all
not
because
wow.
he wanted to get married.
Baker's not that great of a place.
Well,
really?
What you need
Have
to
you
do
there?
Is you need to ask before you take.
Don't ask.
What's in Baker, Oregon to do? What did you do in Baker?
I just drove through, but I've
it's,
heard.
Half of that word is what you could do. You could say stay at home and bake.
Yeah, but what's in Baker to do?
It's desolate eastern Oregon.
Oh! So you could bake bread?
Yeah.
I've been to Mullican, Oregon. And that's just an old burnt down gas station is the whole town.
Mulligan?
I lived in Olean, Oregon.
Huh?
I lived in Olean, Oregon.
Olean. That's my favorite White Stripes song.
It is the only thing in Olean.
Olean.
Is a store Olean. Gas station. And Olean. I used to live Olean. At that store gas station.
Right on.
Yeah.
There's that one town, too, that sells a nice Texas toast, French toast. That's all they are. They got a post office there, too.
Where's
that? In the
middle
of nowhere.
Eddyville.
No. Eddyville has a trailer park.
Yeah.
They got their road changed out there in Eddyville.
What?
It doesn't go through there. They made a highway that just goes straight.
Oh, they opened the highway finally?
I don't know if they opened
so,
it.
So you don't have to go to the coast through Eddyville is what you mean?
Yeah. You don't have to go really through those like.
Man,
slow
the tourism is probably way down there, don't you think?
That means they opened up the road now.
Well, I don't know if they have yet. I'm just saying that they've been working on it. I thought they'd be done by now because that was like 2 years ago.
Well, see,
dude, I was a kid, they started, they were working on the roads up in Salem on I-5.
Yeah.
And now they're almost down to Eugene. I guess 30 years later.
I guess they had some geologists come out and some survey. They did some resurveying, and every some of the bridges have slid a little bit.
Where's the geologist going to put his fingers, though?
In his butt.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And if it seeps in as he pushes,
the proctologist of the earth.
Knows that it's soft ground.
He's always sticking his fingers in the ground.
No, I'm not sure.
You guys are gross.
Yeah.
You ever watch Antiquities Roadshow?
No, but when I was a kid, I thought that word was antique.
Antique?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is an antique?
Antique. That is my favorite White Stripes song.
Who's
that would be my that would be like my aunt or something. Antique.
Yeah. Antiquinette.
Yeah. And Antiquette is like it's on Netflix when you put all of those movies that you
don't
have been
watch.
Sitting in there for 7 years and you still skip over them.
They're the ones you don't want to watch.
Yeah.
And they're my Antiquette.
Fucking, yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
How many times has Netflix suggested that you watch The Princess Bride?
Never.
That's why you haven't watched it, huh?
No.
Somebody did a Princess Bride joke at the Emmys the other day, didn't they?
Uh-uh.
If they did, I missed it. Was it Jesse?
No, it was Noriko Ott. He said, you just something about how he, for Halloween, he would just put a six-fingered glove on his hand. And he'd be good to go because he kind of looked like the six-fingered man on The Princess Bride.
Oh.
Who is like an evil, he was the evil villain of the movie.
Huh.
So it's like one of those things, you know, now that the suddenly you know of the movie or whatever, or somebody mentions it to you, now it's everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Well, I heard about it a while back, but I just, I
certainly,
know,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know, and now all of a sudden you hear it everywhere, huh?
Yeah, everywhere. Even on this podcast in 110 countries.
You just, but this guy went to a garage sale and bought a painting for $660. Because he liked, he thought it was a nice fucking frame. He took it on Antiques Roadshow, it's worth $660,000.
Whoa.
Because it's a Van Dyck painting.
Van Dyck?
It's a Van Dyck painting. I would say Van Dyke, but it's spelled D-Y-C-K.
That could be Dyke.
I guess.
Van Dyke.
Could be Duck, too.
Could be
Dick Van Duck.
Yep, it was. But because the Lord works in mysterious ways, you guys know that, right?
Yes, yeah. I've been told that.
This was purchased at a garage sale by a father.
Oh, did he bless it?
No, he's going to sell it and buy new church bells to ready his church for the anniversary celebration of the First World War in 2016 or something.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of weird.
Sure. Bring up the past.
You know, I'm going to sell this for some church bells because, man, the Civil War 100th anniversary is coming up.
The past.
Seems like you could do a lot more with that money.
Oh, yeah.
You probably could.
But now it isn't the most expensive thing ever on Antiquities Roadshow.
Antiquities.
$12
million. No, some guy in 2011 brought on a set of Chinese teacups that were carved from a rhinoceros horn. And they had been valued at $1 to $1.5 million.
Wow.
They're from like the 16th century or something like that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yep, and he bought those at a garage sale.
For 25
cents. No, I don't know if he bought them at a garage sale. But another thing that Phil Everly was on the Antiquities Roadshow and he died.
He is dead, but he was on there once?
Yeah, he just walked in there and they're like, look at that antique.
Ah, he said, wake up, little Susie. It's time to go home.
Bye, bye, love.
What you going to tell your mama? What you going to tell your pop? What you going to tell your friends when they say, ooh, la, la, wake up, Phil Everly. Wake up, Phil Everly. I think he's fucking dead. So did you do anything crazy on New Year's Eve? Flames? His shirt says Oregon State Beavers. Mine says will work for weed. This is day 52, shirt number 50. I've wore 50 nice. Shirts in the last 52 days without wearing the same shirt twice.
Nice.
Nice.
Is that what you wanted to see my shirt? I will work for weed. What'd you do on New Year's Eve? Did you party down? It was a Wednesday.
I tore it up.
What'd you do?
Down.
I drank probably a half a beer.
Oh!
And went to sleep at 9:30.
That's my wife drank two shots of Crown Royal and was in bed by 10:30. I played board games with the kids, and then there's a bar across the street from my house there, and I got to see a lady come out and stub her camel toe on the concrete.
Oh, nice.
She camel stubbed toe. Her camel toe. She stubbed it.
Her camel toe?
I tried to get to stub her camel toe. I wonder if someone let me stub their camel toe. Hey, I got a stub. No, there was a lady in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And she lost her toe during a fight on New Year's Eve. A friend bit it off. That's a friend for you. According to reports, the victim was attending their friend's party when she approached another girl to ask if she'd like to hook up.
Hook up.
I want to bite off your toe tonight. So she never got the toe back either.
Well, that's fucked up.
It's just a little toe.
You're going to eat a toe, man. Dip it in some chili.
It was just a little toe. It's not a big deal, really. New Year's Eve, here's what ear-biting boxer Mike Tyson was munching on while ringing. Look, they had chocolate ears.
Cannibal. He was in that commercial recently where he returned Evander's ear.
He apologized, yeah, and they hugged it out.
Yep.
You didn't give him a kiss. It's special.
Dude, I know you watch when you have it, but you don't have it. Netflix. For your movies and stuff, right?
Say what, Flax?
Netflix.
Netflix.
I haven't got it back yet, but I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be able to watch
you,
it soon.
You're in a house that may stream multiple screens at once, right?
Yeah, but I think you can only do two or three on Netflix.
Ah!
Two, I think, is the max.
Not now.
No? They changed it?
They're experimenting with a new per-user pricing where it'll be $6.99 to view one screen at a time, $7.99 will get you two screens at a time, $9.99 for three, or $11.99 for four.
Yeah, I do the $7.99 and I get two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now if you only want one, you might be able to save a dollar.
Yeah, but I'll have at least one kid that's going to be wanting to.
Oh, of course. You know, I'm just saying that the one screeners are going to save some moolah. Or maybe I'll just go four screens and get another couple TVs.
They're going to save some moolah. Why, you like to watch several shows at the same time?
Yeah, yeah. With the volume, like, I like to try to match the volume to where I can't hear any one above the other. You know, and by the time you get done with all three or four shows, you finally get it matched up, and then and then you have to start over again.
Huh. Well, that's a good idea.
Also, in Netflix news, a guy, you know, sometimes you get those little things. Do you ever get those suggestions of weird genres? Like 1980s thrillers from a grave or whatever, you know, it's super, super specific.
Yeah, we got like just a shitload of them just the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there, a guy set up a program on the computer to try to find out how many genres they had on Netflix. How many do you think they had?
How many genres?
128.
How many genres? 100 and how many?
28.
128. What do you think, Terry?
150.
76,807.
Okay, 76,000 genres.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How many is...
I can't even think of three right now. No.
Well, you got thriller, you got mystery suspense, you got, like, crime, you got horror, drama, family. Come on, homie, I got 76,000 to go, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
They hire people to watch movies and catalog their attributes, like rank their romantic value 1 to 5.
Oh.
It's so die hard that there's a 36-page manual.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was a double whoa.
I'd like to rate their movies, though.
It was a whoa in stereo.
I'd rate all their movies.
What would
they
you rate?
Fucking
them?
Suck!
You don't like any of them?
There's not one movie on Netflix I like.
He's fucking pounding the table.
Wow.
Simply because it's on Netflix.
Wow.
Why do you gotta get so pissed?
I don't know. I do like that one movie on there, though. There's a few of them. I watched the one with that one guy. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
From Boardwalk Empire.
No.
He played a fucking... It was kind of based on a true story about just a ruthless fucking killer, man. He just went around shooting people.
Clyde?
Bonnie and Clyde?
They recently remade that movie, I think.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. That's my favorite fucking... I already forgot the joke I said earlier. White Stripes song.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
When will that Phil Everly guy wake up? The Iceman, that was the movie I recently watched. With Michael Shannon was the guy I was talking about, and Winona Ryder's in it, too. It was all right. It was a thriller based on a true story, follows Richard Kuklinski, who killed more than 100 people for the mob and his own pleasure between 1964 and 1986.
That's a lot of killing.
I don't know, when you think about it, 22 years, 100 people, that's like 5 a year. I mean, that's, you're only killing somebody every other. It's not like you're going out there like shooting 3 or 4 people a day.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you get in trouble.
Yeah. You know, you're supposed to sit out every couple months.
How long do you think you could go if you were shooting 2 or 3 people a day before they caught you?
Not 22 years.
Dude, I could do that forever. Like,
you think so?
Oh, I've been doing... Oh, wait.
Why do they always suggest movies that I've already rated to me on Netflix? If I've already rated it, I've already seen it. Huh. Why do I want to fucking... Why do you got to put it in, like, here's what we want to suggest for you to watch. Watch it again, a whole category of shit that I just watched last week.
You're fucking pissed.
I know.
Hey, I watched a good movie the other night.
Which one?
Oh, spoiler alert.
We got one of them... We got, like, 2 movies that have 32 movies between them, and they're all horror movies.
That sounds like 32 movies and 2 movies.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Venom and crap like that. Well, anyway,
you got some old Boris Karloffian?
No, not that old. I mean, they go back to maybe 80s.
All right. Which one is this one you watched?
Evil Bong. It was the first
Evil
time.
Bong?
With Tommy Chong.
Chong, yeah. Not Cheech, but Chong.
Tommy Chong, yeah. It's the first time I had watched that movie.
They made like two or three of them.
Did you like it?
Yeah, man.
He was a weird character in there, though, if I remember right.
Who, Jimbo?
I don't know.
Jimbo is Tommy Chong.
I was pretty stoned when I watched it.
You didn't use the evil bong, did you?
No, something happened to them when they smoked out of the evil bong, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sucked their soul into the bong and killed them.
Their soul into
the bong. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. 2006, that movie was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what,
that was right about the time he got busted on.
Tommy Chong looks younger now than he does in that movie.
Really? Did he look? Maybe they made him up to look old in that movie.
I swear, man, Tommy Chong looks younger now than he does in that movie.
You know, Bill Moseley was in that movie too. He made an appearance.
Bill Moseley.
As did.
That's awesome.
As did Brandy Cunningham. You might know her better.
Brandy Cunningham.
You might know her better from Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
I might know.
I'll plead the fifth on that one.
You're drinking a fifth? What?
No.
There's, yeah, I'll plead you a got, fifth. There's Evil Bed.
Evil Bed.
Evil Bed. That dude, I'm writing that movie.
Book 2.
Evil Bed.
Evil Bed. Evil Bong 2, King Bong.
Oh, hey.
King Bong.
And Evil Bong 3D, The Wrath of Bong.
The Wrath. Because, you know, Jimbo tried to kill... Or Jimbo... Yeah. Killed her in the first one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he kills... Remember, he goes in there with that time, that bomb strapped to him, and he undoes it, and then he kills him, and then everybody goes back to normal again? At the end? Yeah, so somehow the bong comes back.
Yeah, Jimbo's now king of the bong world, and his first rule of business is to have fun with the last of his Hot Wheels with the strippers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then during the end credits, Evie's voice can be heard saying that she's come back as the King Bong!
Really? Yep. I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Oh, because he was the last one that she needed to obtain, yeah.
And then part two is King Bong.
You gotta watch that one. Okay. I haven't seen that one yet.
You haven't seen it? Part two yet?
No, I have not. I just watched part one.
God. Flames. No, I don't think I have. Is it on Netflix?
It might be.
It probably is, but I don't get Netflix. I don't get internet. I'm deprived.
It might be. What category of movie would you put that in of the 77,000 genres? What genre would you put that in, Flames?
Comedy horror. I wouldn't say horror because there's really no horror involved, but I would say...
Was Jane Fonda in it?
Comedy as in horror, as in
W-H-O-R-E. That's what I'm talking about. It was a horror movie, dude. It had Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton in that shit.
In the second one?
I don't want to spoil anything, Flame, but before you watch the first one, know that he lives at the end because there's a part three.
Well, I figured that.
I don't want to spoil it for you, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, did you watch any other movies on this 32 movies on 2-disc pack?
Venom, and it was really good.
Venom?
Venom, yes.
Are you talking about, like, the comic book character Venom?
No, it was a guy who had snakes living inside of him. I didn't see the very first part of it, but it was pretty gory.
That's my favorite.
It was a really good. It was almost like a Jason flick.
Ooh.
Venom is my favorite.
What's that guy's?
No, Venom is my favorite song by Danzig.
Oh, yeah?
Venom.
Oh, that's called Mother. Oh.
Tell your poison not to kill my ass.
You talking about the one with Agnes Bruckner in it?
I don't know. Who's Agnes Bruckner?
I don't know. Is it about a pack of teenagers that run for their lives through the swamps of Louisiana as they are chased by Mr. Jangles, a man possessed by 13 evil souls who is relentless in his pursuit of new victims?
Whoa. I think so. Damn, that sounds pretty good. I don't know, man. It's pretty violent, though.
It is?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Is there any nudity in it?
I don't think so. I don't remember. There could have been.
You would remember.
At the beginning. I didn't see the very beginning. They could have been doing some...
What was in the suitcase?
What was in the suitcase? I don't know.
Every soul that she ever milked was inside that suitcase.
Milked?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Did you notice, though, that there's no shops or anything was open in that big town? The only place that was open was the diner?
I saw the last, like, 15, 20 minutes of it. And it was deep in the swamp, and the guy was just fucking the kids up big time.
Whoa, dude.
Up the butt?
That movie was so gross, it made $800,000 gross.
No shit.
Yep.
That's bad. Man, I hope they didn't spend more than like $100,000 on it.
Probably more than that.
I watched an interesting movie last night.
What'd an Indian movie?
Interesting.
No.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Oh, you're saying Indian movies aren't interesting.
I do not
an
remember.
An Indian arresting movie.
I don't remember the name of it, but it had the guy from Vegas in it.
Oh, Mike Chiklayabalalpika?
Oh, you mean Robert Ulrich?
No.
Fantana?
Tully Smallis.
The one with James Caan in it.
The bald guy, right?
Oh, Oceans of 12?
No.
Oh, James Caan's kid?
No.
Scott Caan?
His bodyguard in that show Vegas.
Kevin Costner was the bodyguard.
Anyway.
Steve Zahn?
Anyway, he's like head of security or one of his CEO dudes or anyway, it was him and his buddy out in the desert. And that was the whole movie, was them driving out to the desert and then breaking down, and the guy had planned it because he just wanted to talk to the dude.
Oh.
Well, they did in the middle of the desert. And anyway, they ended up beating the fuck out of each other. Pardon my French.
Oh, I like French.
No, I do. Anyway.
Ciao.
They ended up beating the crap out of each other, and they went. They went and.
Do you remember?
Yeah. They ended up having hallucinations at the end. You think they make it home and everything.
I always have
all
hallucinations
good,
in my head.
But it was just a hallucination, and they were still stuck out in the desert, and they died.
Oh.
It
man.
Was a good movie.
Awesome.
Interesting, but they, yeah.
Do you remember the name of it?
I don't. Second something or
God,
something
second.
Second.
Something.
Second coming?
I don't know.
I watched Eyes Wide Shut because I was on a Kubrick kick.
Ice Wide Shut?
Man. Ice Wide Shut.
I don't understand that movie.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's
because he didn't film it. It's because, I mean, he died before it ended.
Dude, no. He finished it and turned it in 5 days before he died.
You sure?
I am. Because
there
movie,
was a rumor going around at the time that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman wrote that very end where he says, like,
time to
fuck,
fuck
it. Yeah.
No, there's one thing we have to do right away. And he's all, what's that? And she's all, fuck.
Oh.
As soon as possible. No, that movie holds a world record for the most consistent days shooting, over 400 days. They shot that movie.
Yeah, because Stanley Kubrick just wanted to check out Chicks.
Check out Chicks. Okay, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do that scene where all these 12 naked chicks are around in a circle with their tops off.
And I can't see their faces, so it's not too weird.
No, why didn't you? No. What didn't you understand about it?
I don't know, it's just kind of different. I mean, The Country for Old Men. I'm sorry, that was a Coen.
I just watched that. I love that. I just watched that last night. We were just talking about that.
I just watched Barry Lyndon, which was a Kubrick movie.
The Kubrick movie that I just kills me is Clockwork Orange. I think
you didn't
that's,
like it or you
I,
did?
No, I think that's his best movie. That movie is it is such an incredibly awesome movie.
Yeah, his visual style that he uses.
It's a pretty, you literally watch this guy go from a total nasty-ass thug to somebody who can't even enjoy life anymore because everything he enjoys, it creates pain.
Yeah. Have you ever read the Bukkake?
Huh.
The Bukkake version of it.
Oh, I thought you meant that.
Like the book.
There's a book called Hockey that I read sometimes.
Book Hockey?
I enjoy book hockey.
Have you read the book Flames? Because the book doesn't end like the movie does.
Really?
Yeah.
The book hockey?
The book has a 21st chapter in it, and the book was written in a cycle of 3 chapters of 7. So the author, Anthony Burgess, really didn't like that the Americanized version was cut at chapter 20.
Because
how does it end? He ends by
being... He jumps out the window when listening to,
right?
Listening to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Yeah, but he was all reformed, right?
Yeah, and he goes to that house, and that person invites him in.
In the book,
the wife that
he
kills. He
realizes how crappy a life it is just being, you know, all cured and everything, so he goes back to the violent ways.
Well, the movie ends with him dying from the...
Yeah, that's how the movie ends.
The movie ends because he died from enjoying what he loved to do. Listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Well, actually, at that point in the movie, that guy played it on purpose because he found out who he actually was.
Mm-hmm.
The killer of his wife.
Yeah.
And he jumped out the window.
What a dick.
I just remember in the book, yeah, that last chapter, he went back the other way. He realized, fucking, it wasn't worth it.
I need to watch that one again. It's been a while.
Yeah, movie's good. I remember
reading the book too.
You read the book?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was a. Well, yeah, I guess I didn't know there was a book. All right. Durr.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes
the American edition of the novel cut out the whole last chapter, though.
Sometimes
it wasn't just the film.
Sometimes they release the book again later with a picture of the star who was in the movie.
I guess it'd be like Jurassic Park. Have you ever read the book of Jurassic Park?
Like they re-released the book 7, and it says
because
Tom Cruise with a picture of Tom Cruise on the book.
Anthony Jurassic Burgess, the guy who wrote the book, he wrote an introduction to the book with only 20 chapters, explaining the significance of the 21st chapter, but the purpose of the entire book was the fundamental importance of moral choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that the 21st chapter was intended to show the maturation or moral progress of Alex. And some didn't think it was necessary. And he says that without the last chapter, the reader never connects with Alex at all.
That kind of makes sense.
Because in the end, in the 21st chapter, he remains inhumane and mechanical, a Clockwork Orange performing only evil, because he goes back to...
doing his old ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't really happy with the 21st, but I remember reading the book, and it was trying. Because all that dialogue and shit in there, I mean, that language that he made up was fucking foreign to me. It was like reading a foreign book when he's talking about,
oh,
like,
yeah,
his hands are like garbles or something like that. And, you know, it took me probably a good 5 or 6 chapters to really, like, understand the language of what he was using.
Yep.
And with talking about
it's
rooks
weird.
And
milk.
Myrtles. Yeah, you know, because you don't have the visuals to go along with it too, as in the movie, you know, where you can see he's talking about, you know, his hand or whatever when he's talking about, I crack my rook or whatever he says.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't talk normal for sure.
Yeah.
You know what?
I do.
I would like to wish a happy birthday to Kim Jong-un today.
What? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm, Kim Jong-un.
Oh, man.
Today is his birthday.
Are you happy about that?
Man.
Do you think he's listening?
Everybody's got to have a birthday.
Well, I know, but do you have to celebrate it?
I don't know.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Well, to anybody that it matters to, he's a good guy.
What does that mean?
It means all the people in North Korea are under his direct control, so what's the matter if they think... It's probably best for them to think that he's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if they thought he was a bad guy, then they'd probably try to rebel, which would get him killed.
Yeah. Well, I heard that he fed his grandpa to dogs or something. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
Did
I saw a couple stories about that where he let 120 dogs to kill his uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that sounds tasty.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Don't you think that kind of... It's like...
North Korean.
It's North Korea, so you don't think it's like you can't rule it out.
Deal. It's not a big deal over
but
there.
But it kind of sounds like propaganda in a way.
Yeah, it does. But doesn't you everything know? That's shocking sound kind of propaganda?
Everything that anybody says is propaganda.
Well, there's a lot other...
Sounds like cannibalism to
there's
me.
There's a lot of other cool birthdays today,
or violence.
All right,
if you
well,
fucking bring up Kim Jong-un...
Yeah!
You're a big fan?
Kim Jong-un!
No. Today, even though he's dead, my dad loves him. Elvis was born on today.
I thought you were talking about Kim Jong-un.
No.
All
my
right.
dad loves Elvis and David Bowie.
Does he
Bowie.
Like the Beatles?
David Bowie, huh?
David
Is
Bowie.
Is your dad a big Beatles fan?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he loves
so
the
he
Beatles.
Likes the Beatles and Elvis?
Yeah.
So it's,
but I
so
think
it's
he likes
true.
Elvis better.
All right. But all right. Does he like Pearl Jam and Nirvana?
No. I think he only likes... I don't think he's ever heard Pearl Jam.
All right.
I know he's heard Nirvana.
And I don't know. Yeah, he likes Nirvana songs when they're sang by his son.
Well, certainly.
That's what
you
say.
But, you know, okay.
But the guitarist from The Doors also has a birthday today.
Really?
Robbie Krieger.
Wow.
Him and David Bowie are 1 year apart. Can you guess how old those guys are?
66.
And 67.
You guys... They were close. It's 67 and 68.
Oh, I was guessing the first guy, though.
Krieger's 68, Bowie's 67. And the singer from Loverboy, Mike Reno, he's having a birthday.
56.
Today. What does Mike Reno?
He doesn't know shit. He knows that the kid is hot tonight, for sure.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, he's 58.
Wow.
68.
And R. Kelly, too, has a birthday.
R. Kelly
oh,
is
gonna,
96.
Celebrate,
no, but he was born in 69.
Oh, he's 45.
Yeah,
that
R.
means
Kelly.
That he likes to piss on little chicks.
He does.
He's a couple weeks older
you,
than
and
me.
And then I'm going to fucking shit on you.
See the one with the head trapped in the closet?
Yep.
All right.
That's a long motherfucker, huh?
Dude, he's up to like 76, or no, 29 chapters now.
Yeah.
About him being trapped in the closet.
Also, my favorite person on the whole birthday list today, local celebrity who moved to California. We call him an animal. Drummer from the Athearchists.
Ah,
Dano.
Happy birthday, man. Yep. Hope you're listening.
I didn't know he had the same birthday as David Bowie and Elvis and Mike Reno and R. Kelly and Robbie Krieger.
He moved to California.
I would like to also,
I would like to
mention that one time Dano called our hotline.
Yeah, he did.
But it was the wrong number because I confused the 791 and the 719 and he was leaving messages on some old lady's message machine at 3 in the morning.
Nice.
That was good.
That was...
he told us a story about Dave Lombardo banging his head to the Athearchists playing Raining Blood.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome, too.
And
we had those calls on the show.
Kerry King and Dave Lombardo telling him, you should let them play. And he said, it's not the band. It's the fact that they're a rock star, and this is a monster event.
Yeah.
We're freaking out over here, us ad agency people.
When you put your 666 shirt on Slayer the other day, did it spark in your head that that shirt is closer to the year 2000 than it is to today?
No, I didn't think that at all.
All right.
But I did put it on, and then I had to go over to where my wife has been taking care of these old people in Halsey.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, hon, would you please button up your coat. Like, what? You don't want a Slayer shirt? And so then they've got this other couple that stays there sometimes because their daughter is the full-time caregiver that Dana relieves. And he's like, dude, is that a Slayer shirt? And I'm like, yep, limited edition. Only 666 made. And it was issued on 666.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck, you're lucky, dude.
But you got the 667th one, didn't you?
I don't think so.
I thought they were like out, but you got the last one or something.
No, who said that?
I don't know.
Are you making
maybe they sold out right after.
Are you
right
trying
after,
to say that mine?
Like
not
no,
legit?
Like no, like right after you ordered it, they sold out or something.
No,
because I remember because I bought one too the morning that they came out with the because it was Hot Topic only, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I ordered mine in the mail.
Yes, yeah, so
mail.
Did I.
Oh, okay,
mail
from the Mayo Clinic.
Some more things about today. Other than Kim Jong-un's birthday
Okay, what else?
On Elvis. I can't believe he was born on Elvis's birthday.
I know. Because
they are both kings.
What year?
Oh, God.
No, he's a Kim. What year was Kim Jong-un born?
Born.
He was born the same day that Elvis died.
I know, but what year?
Oh, he's a youngster.
1976?
He's a young.
77?
I think he is young. I think he is in his 30s. I'm
77.
Oh, cocksucker.
Wait, 77?
I'm going to say he's 21, so I won't be executed.
Oh, okay. I'll kill you.
Speaking of executions, in 1697 today was the last time somebody was executed for blasphemy in Britain.
Nice. Bastards.
In 1835 today was the only time the U.S. National debt was at zero.
Wow.
That was a wow-oh.
Yeah.
And,
wowie-wow.
That means that the U.S. was in debt when Crazy Horse went into his last battle in 1877.
No, I thought you were going to say Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Today, some people died today.
No way.
In 2002, Dave Thomas, man down.
Oh, I thought you meant the dude from
Dave Thomas.
Fucking SCTV for a second.
No, Dave Thomas.
From Wendy's.
Yep, he had one Wendy's too many.
Oh, no.
And they Wendy's. Later found his thumb and some chili.
Also, on this day in 1974, the Loch Ness Monster was photographed fakely.
What?
That was the, you know, that famous shot that you see?
Of Nessie?
That was today, 40 years ago today.
Wow.
1974. Huh?
I will say this guy died in 1794, who could possibly be a relative of someone, a German jurist, Justice Moser.
Justin Moser. Jason Moser.
What? German jurist died today. Because that's an occupation, I guess, was a German jurist.
I find people on my list. Oh, cricketer. What the fuck? Why are you on this list?
Today, born today, was Rob Slacklesmack.
Slacklesmack, I know that guy.
Cricketer. Famous birthday right here, 1913, Horace Smith, cricketer.
He was one of the greatest cricketers ever.
Charles Baremo Mills was a composer. Walter Cooper, American baseball player, died in 1991.
You know who else died in 91? Steve Clark. He invented the Clark bar. And
what?
Also was in Def Leppard.
Jeez, what? He invented the Clark bar?
He did.
Wow.
Yep, and he was in Def Leppard.
And he was in Def Leppard.
You know who died last year on this day? 10 Most Wanted.
You're fucking killing me.
The racehorse.
What?
10 Most Wanted. That was his name, 10 Most Wanted.
Oh, I was going to say, man, the FBI was happy that day. 10 Most Wanted people died today?
No, 10 Most Wanted, the racehorse.
I know now.
I know. That's our Abbott and Costello bit.
So what else you got for me?
That's all I got for the day.
No way. You got to have at least one more.
All right. The last execution for blasphemy happened in Britain. Like 400 years ago and some.
What? That was the most amazing one of all. What?
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 Yeah.
What?
Oh, come on.
Did you hear about that chick?
What? What?
That's what I'm saying. Did you hear about that?
What'd she do? What?
She said a joke that got people pissed off.
Oh, yeah?
What was the joke?
All right. Natasha Leggero, you know, right?
Sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah, we forgot to talk about this on Monday.
She said a joke. It was on New Year's Eve broadcast, right? And her and Carson Daly and some people, I guess, in a panel, they were just discussing what things happened during the year. And they mentioned that SpaghettiOs did like a big old smiling logo tweet on to commemorate Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people were abuzz about that for some reason. And she said, I think Carson Daly said something about Italian people being offended because SpaghettiOs isn't spaghetti. And then she said,
it's not, that's true.
I had it sucks the only survivors of Pearl Harbor are being mocked by the only food they can still chew. That is what she said. Which is a denture joke.
Yeah. Not a Pearl Harbor joke.
It's about old people chewing food, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people that would be offended by that were already in bed. We're already in bed at that time, so if it wasn't for the media, they would never heard it.
Dude, she received death threats and rape fantasies.
Ooh, I have rape fantasies about her.
From people around the country, and she wrote a non-apology, which you can read online, and said she doesn't think so low of veterans that they will be offended by a joke about old people having to gum their food.
Yeah.
And she thanked the veterans, and then she made a donation to the Disabled Americans Veterans Foundation, which is something likely not done to one person who was offended by that joke.
Yeah. Well, I applaud her, actually, for standing up.
She
didn't apologize because she didn't.
But
she
also was respectful,
wrong.
You know. I mean, you know, she didn't just say, fuck it, just joke, fuck you, veterans.
That's what I would say, fuck you, veterans.
But no, I mean, you know, because it. She logically made sense out of what the fuck are people upset about.
I couldn't make sense out of people making such a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. Who knows what kind of fucking corny joke you just throw out there, and next thing you know, you're fucking all a buzz.
All a buzz.
You know, she'll get more popular for her, which is cool. You know?
Yeah.
Which I think, I agree. That it was cool what she said and did about it afterwards.
What she said and she did about it afterwards.
Afterwards!
Afterwards! Hey, has anybody give you any spoilers about that new Anchorman movie?
Oh, spoiler alert!
No, that's what I asked you.
No, I know, but now I know that I'm gonna expect a spoiler.
Uh-oh. Is there one?
No, sometime within the next 3 years.
Come
someone's going to give me a spoiler.
I was just trying to make conversation. This is a conversation.
No, I'm saying
podcast.
I'll have
no,
it spoiled
saying,
in the next 3 years.
Okay, let's
all right,
spoil
let's
it
go.
For
okay.
you right now. Go.
Okay, let's call the Anchorman 2. Fuck,
get
spoiler.
Get him out.
No, what about it?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about it. I don't know anybody who's watched it. Do you know anybody who's watched it?
I do.
Right on. What are they thinking about it?
They thought it was awesome.
Sweet.
Really?
I haven't seen the first one.
What?
So don't know spoilers.
You seriously have never seen it?
I've never seen the first one.
Dude, you better watch it. It's got fucking
I've
Vince
always
Vaughn
heard
in
it was good.
It's not as good as you heard, but you well, should. I'm trying to unpack
it.
It's got whatchamacallit in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't go wrong with
you
the
know,
cast.
And that dude one guy. And
I just never got around to watching it.
That one chick was in it. And that one old guy.
Mm-hmm. Christian Applegate.
And that one dude directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And had that other guy.
Stanley Kubrick.
I saw a picture and I don't know why they were together. But what do you think if Married with Children came back with like a movie of them now?
What?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of the four of them hanging out all now.
Well, three of them still work.
Dude, it looked like the guy from Modern Family. The guy from Modern
David
Family.
David Faustino
that,
don't work anymore.
He just comes to the Country Fair once in a while.
Think, I think he does stuff, you know.
No, because Christina Applegate had that series on network TV recently with Will Arnett.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed O'Neill is on Modern Family or whatever that show is.
Yeah.
And
she does voices.
And she
Seagal.
Does Sons of Anarchy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she's Futurama.
Yeah,
Futurama. Futurama. Futurama.
Which I think still pumps out new shows, don't they, on Comedy Central or Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
Once they moved over
I
there and got renewed at some point, like 10 years after they went off the air.
I don't know, but I don't watch a lot of those. I still need to watch Bob's Burgers. I want to watch that.
Oh, yeah. That's some fun shit right
there,
man. I
watch that occasionally.
I will always click on that when it comes on to Hulu. Because I like it. It's fun. It's some good goofy humor, man.
Different.
Kind of in a fresh way. I like it. Cause
is that written by some of the cast people, or are they just cast people?
I don't know. I don't know what, you know, I mean, who knows their freedom of you know, throw out your joke here if you think it's going to be funny or whatever, or if they animate before or after.
Because I like Merman.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene Merman.
They're definitely kind of, you know... a little bit like their on-screen personas, I think.
Yeah.
You know, but they do play the kids in there.
They play the kids in there?
Mm-hmm. Eugene Merman's the boy, and then, what's her name? Karen. What's her name?
Kristen Schaal.
Kristen Schaal.
Yeah, she was.
She plays the little girl. And then you got that one guy who plays the dad, Bob. But then you also have Andy Kindler. He plays Mort the Mortician.
Ah.
And there's this one guy who's always hanging out in the cafe. He's pretty fucking hilarious. I don't know who does his voice.
I like Mort the Mortician. I mean,
he is funny.
Just because I like Andy Kindler, kind of. Mm-hmm. His voice, he's got one of those.
He is, and the guy kind of looks like him, too. And he's just like a happy-go-lucky mortician.
I think sometimes they create characters with certain people in mind to do them.
Yeah, you're right for them.
Yeah. And then we're just going to draw this guy to look just like that guy. And then he's going to look cool. And they're going to be awesome. And then she's going to do this. And then, oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
What am I talking about? Hey.
53 episodes.
53 episodes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the highest rated premiere of the season. The series premiere.
And how long ago did that little gem come out? 5 years?
A couple of years.
It's been on January 9th, 2011.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, less than I thought.
It's been renewed for the fifth season, though. They do two seasons a year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody wonders, we've abandoned all seasons at this radio show that we do here on the internet. We're just doing shows now, and you can pretend like we have 600 and some shows, but we don't. 200 and some.
Belcher is their last name. Bob Belcher. Linda Belcher is voiced by John Roberts.
A girl by a man?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yep, they have awesome... one of their episode titles was Sheesh Cab Bob.
Sheesh Cab Bob. Oh, ha-ha, ha-ha. Took me a second.
Yep, her passions include dinner, theater, porcelain figures, Tom Selleck, and nautically themed romance novels.
Nice.
And prenatal yoga.
Wow.
Gotta have prenatal yoga.
Mm-hmm. She is known to say, Mommy doesn't get drunk, she has fun.
That's probably true.
Yep.
Daddy doesn't do drugs. He smokes weed.
Mm-hmm. One of the daughters is voiced by a guy, too.
Man, they're crossing lines of transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's Boogers.
Transgender.
Speaking of transgender, it's about time to look inside the slot and see what's going on in the little tray that you put your CD in and you stick it in there. Like,
what's a CD?
It's a compact disc that it contains music. It's a physical thing. It's round and it's shiny. Some old people hang them in trees to keep
scare away the birds.
Bob's Burgers was conceived by Lauren Bouchard after developing home movies.
What's in Hans's CD player today?
What's in it, Hans?
What's in Hans's CD player today?
Is it Scorpions?
He's in trouble with me, actually, because I already gave him a hard time about the last time he was listening to this artist.
Uh-huh.
He's listening to something that I guess I didn't know existed. A Paul Stanley solo album besides the one that he released when Kiss all released their solo albums. Hans, what are you doing? Hans, can you hear me? Wait, I'm going to turn this music all the way down for a second. Here, it's fading out. Okay, can you hear me now, Hans?
What is he doing?
Hans, listen. You don't have to send us stuff that is not really true if you're just trying to throw us for a loop. Are you really listening to Paul Stanley, Live to Win? Live to Win? Really?
I don't know.
When did listening to Paul McCartney have anything to do with winning? Wait, Paul Stanley.
Yeah, I was going to say, McCartney, when did he get
Charlie
thrown
Sheen
in the
on that album, too?
No. He was on the Santana album, I'm Winning. No,
Santana.
But Hans... I'm sorry, I'm just giving you a hard time. You would never listen to Paul McCartney. I just thought I'd say Paul McCartney instead of Paul Stanley real quick there.
Paul McStanley.
Yeah, McStanley.
So that's his second solo album. I don't know how many he has, but Live to Win.
is the second solo album from KISS vocalist, guitarist, and co-founder Paul Stanley.
All right. Now, this is a question I'm going to pose to you guys and Hans as well. He can text you the answer.
This was released in 2006.
If you were going to assign the KISS characters to the Beatles, who would be which one? Who is Starman of the Beatles?
Ringo, or
obviously he's
George Harrison.
He's John Lennon.
No, George Harrison.
George Harrison was the lead guitarist for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
and didn't sing very much.
Yeah, but would you give?
Would he be Ace Frehley, Starman?
Would you give what was?
Or
no, what was?
Space
what
Ace.
Was Gene
Space
Simmons?
Ace, that's right.
Again,
Gene Simmons. What?
What was his character?
Demon Man.
Oh, the bat. Oh,
the
yeah,
demon. The bat.
Would he be Lennon or McCartney?
He'd be McCartney because he's a bass player.
Yeah,
but he's. I don't know if he McCartney's got the
McCartney.
If he, you know, has the personality,
and
might be more
Paul
Lennon.
Stanley would be John Lennon.
Yeah, they're Lennon McCartney because that's the Lennon.
And then
McCartney.
Ringo Starr would be
Peter Criss. Duh.
You think Paul? You think Ringo Starr is the most cat-like of the Beatles?
No, but
he's
that's
the biggest
just,
pussy.
That would just be how I would set it up, just because it's yeah.
Now this might blow your mind, it might not blow Hans's mind, but this album, "Live to Win," from the second solo album from
Live
Paul McCartney,
to win!
The title track was featured on the South Park episode "Make Love, Not Warcraft," 20 days prior to the album's release.
What?
Yeah,
that's weird.
So I'm going to have to watch that
wow.
episode from 2006, Make Love, Not Warcraft, and just listen to a little song of Paul Stanley's. That fucking little bastard.
Yeah.
I wonder who else was on this record. John 5. John 5 was on it.
Was he related to Ben Folds 5?
No, he's related to Marilyn Manson.
Nice.
Bruce Kulick was on the album, too.
Mm. Was Paul Walker on that album?
Paul Stanley was, though.
Paul Walker Stanley?
And Nils Lausauer is on photography. He's got a photographer on the album.
Nice.
You know, Paul Walker may be dead, but his Porsche was going 100 miles an hour when that hit the thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't even his. He was a passenger.
I know.
I thought they were going like 140.
Yeah.
Million miles.
How is he a hero when he had the responsibility of Justin Bieber driving a car down a fucking normal street at 100 miles an hour? Who does that?
Dude, just Bieber calm. Be chill, Bieber.
You're fucking, yeah.
You're freaking out, man. I don't know if you haven't smoked enough.
And they were driving the crappy Porsche anyway. The one that can go from 0 to 7 to 100 miles an hour in 0 to 7 seconds. But then at the fucking same time, they got the fucking lesser known car that doesn't have the suspension that can handle it.
Yeah, fucking shit.
Dude. You're fucking freaking out right now, and you know what you're doing when you
You know how fast it took that car to go from 0 to 100?
You know what you do when you freak out?
You freak out!
You freak me out, man.
Dude, you know how fast it took that car to go from 0 to 100?
I'm freaking out right now!
7 seconds. You know how long it took to go from 0 from 100 to 0?
7 seconds.
Second.
No, it only took a second, dude. As soon as they hit the fucking thing, they were going 0.
Yep.
Zero. And then they burst into flames.
They didn't burst into me. They just kind of ran into me a little bit.
They ran into him a little bit.
And then I took control.
Like Raven?
No? Have you ever been to Arizona?
Well, I've been to Arizona. I drove through Arizona one time. I didn't stop.
But
we stopped. You ever? Did you ever meet a man from Arizona with a 13-year-old son?
No.
No.
I met a man from Arizona with a 13-inch penis.
Oh, really? In Arizona, a man was arrested this week for killing his 13-year-old son with an axe.
I've done that.
Sick man.
And his ex-wife called the police when the son didn't return home as expected. He confessed, saying that he thought his son was a demon who was going to eat him. No word on why him and his wife got divorced.
That's probably a word on it right there.
Imagine that, huh?
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
I think you're shorting out.
That was a big John Lennon non-hit. Imagine that.
Think you're shorting out.
Imagine that.
It's like... They said, no, how about if you change it a little bit to, like, imagine there's no...
imagine that's no people!
Imagine that there's no people that you can look through to spy on your neighbors with.
Yeah. I was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia the other day, and they were fucking...
They had a fucking...
It was pretty close, dude, because... Fucking they found a fucking glory hole in a bathroom.
Glory hole.
And so one didn't know what it was, so the other one had to explain to him the whole thing. And so he got all excited, and he's like, all right, well, we're going to camp out here and see what happens. It was a pretty funny episode.
Have you heard that song? G-L-O-R-Y hole. Glory hole. G-L-O-R-Y hole.
Yo.
That's a good one.
Man.
It's called Glory Hole by Van Morrison and Them.
Them.
They're a band. And they didn't have a name, so they just say, we'll call us Them.
Oh, them. That's Them, though, not me.
Hey, we'd like to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now. We're going to go get some.
I'm pretty sure I had the first pizza out of that place in the year.
Oh, in the year? I thought you were going to say...
In the year of 2014.
In the year 2014.
I was there on New Year's Day, an hour after they opened, and looked like they were just getting the till together, and I said, bam, I want a pepperoni. Give it to me right now. I said, I'm going to have first pizza now on January 1st.
In the year 2000.
Sold.
14. In the year 2014.
You know the year 2000 was closer to the year 2000 than it is to now?
Did you know the year 2000 is closer to the year 1999 than the year 2003?
That's not true.
It certainly is. We'd like to thank our guest today, Flames. Hey, go to tagcastpodcast.com and do some shopping on Amazon.
Yeah, and go to Pizza Now and buy something.
What are you going to buy?
Dude, I like their bacon bread.
Yeah.
I like their pizza.
Yeah.
I like their pop.
Pizza Pop. They have new Pizza Pop.
Their Cinnabread sticks are good.
I didn't know.
I have not had their boneless hot wings.
Boneless?
They have boneless hot wings?
They got boneless chicken chunks wings,
boneless
whatever those
chunks.
Are. They'll have a salad over there, too. You can get it tossed or untossed.
I'd rather have it tossed, man.
You can get an endless toss salad over at Denny's, and it's zero calories.
No shit.
All you have to do is eat none of it.
Yep.
Sweet.
It is kind of sweet, but, you know. It's
Yeah, especially if you put a lot of sugar on it.
Yeah,
sweet.
They have a sugar thing. Also,
a sugar thing?
Yeah, it's a little shaker. You can shake sugar on your fucking
sugar thing.
Got your sugar shaker.
Oh, sugar thing.
Oh, sugar shaker. Gonna shake a sugar shake onto my salad shaker. Oh, man. Don't forget about this new tune that keeps cutting out in the background because I got poor Wi-Fi signal on my telephone. I'm going to get it on an actual file to where it won't do that. It won't do this.
An actual file.
See, that's what it does. But we're going to pretend like it's still going. There it goes.
It's still going, man.
Also, order stuff off Amazon. Donate stuff to our donate button. You just click on the donate button and the money goes right in there. And then we have to find a weird way of getting it out of our computer screen.
We just print it out.
You could send it to... Whale Concealed Cash to P.O. Box 12. That's my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll use it for the podcast for sure. But otherwise, just go to hell. That's where you need to go to hell.
And as Phil Robertson says, I hate them homos.
Yeah. I love the redneck mentality. Don't mean I don't like queers. My name's Terry Guile. Please send your hate mail to P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327.
$1 reading charge.
Have a happy hump day, because it is hump day. We're going to get out of here and go get some pizza.
Yeah.
We're going to catch flames on fire.
Rock on.
And metal up his ass.
Metal up his ass.
Do you like metal?
Metal.
Do you like metal? Well, tune in next week to the All Metal Show on a different channel at a different time. Hey, piggies. What's going on? That sounds odd, but I don't care. Hey, here's some stuff you should go do. If you ever think about doing open mic comedy or stand-up, you got several chances. Every Tuesday at Capital City Theater in Salem at 8 p.m., it's free if you're doing stand-up. It's $5 if you're not, but it's a great venue, and it's a fun room to do, so do that. And also every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, and that's in Eugene at 4th and Blair. It starts at 9 o'clock on every Wednesday. And then every Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Green Room, an open mic, which is 710 Willamette, right next to Doc's Pad. We got Donk Gong Comedy every other Monday at Taylor's Bar, 13th and Kincaid, also in Eugene, with the guys from the Donkey Show. And then in Portland, there's like open mics every night. Check out pdxcomedyblog.com. That will give you all the open mics and showcases going on up there. Here's a few that I'm going to be involved with that I'd like to share with you. January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It starts at 5 in the afternoon because it's an early show, 5 to 7. It's free. This month, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, Melody Dodd, and myself, and a few others will be telling clean-ish jokes. Then, January 31st, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 3 at Denny's in Albany. It's 9 p.m. and it's free. Seth Mielstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman, and possibly some Dustin Gatchel action. I will be hosting that one. It's a Friday, January 31st. Oh, yeah, don't forget, I almost did. January 25th also, the same Saturday as Bleepin' Funny. Later in the evening at 9 p.m., it's Comedy as Advertised with your host. Seth Mielstein. That's at the Granary Pizza and Nightclub in Eugene on 5th. It's a $3 to $5 sliding scale. I think that might be the same night as Mike Birbiglia, also in Eugene, at McDonald Theater. So don't miss out on that one. February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and it's a Friday, and we're having a couples comedy show in Brownsville at the Saloon there, 9 p.m. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, I'm going to find out how you pronounce it one of these days and get it right. Until then, I'll just say both. I will be doing a feature set for those guys as they headline the Brownsville Saloon on Valentine's Day, their He and She comedy show. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay, it'll be me, Terry Guile, doing two shows at 7 and 9:30. Coos Bay is a long drive, but hey, what the hell? I don't even know who I'm featuring for yet, but it'll be somebody. And then don't forget about the two big guys coming to Eugene. You got Jerry Seinfeld on February 6th at the Holt Center, and then Bill Cosby March 2nd for an early show at 2 p.m. because he's old. Okay, let's run through these music shows real quick. Friday, January 17th at Hawthorne Theater, it's DRI with World of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. Then on the 18th, it's Philip Anselmo and the Illegals, the guy from Pantera and Down, you know him. Proven will be open the show, $20 and $25 for tickets. Zappa plays Zappa Friday, January 31st at the Roseland Theater with Dweezil and the guys. Tickets are $25 in advance, but you pay $20 more if you wait to pay at the door, so $45 at the door. Soulfly is coming back to the Hawthorne Theater on February 2nd. A lot of good shows coming up February 27th, Death Angel at the Hawthorne, The Sword at the Hawthorne March 17th, and Carcass March 30th at the Roseland with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We'll have more information on all those shows coming up and future plugs. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Now get back to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to our show, or else I will kill you. Not really. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out. Nookas. You know what a nooka is?